You know, a lot of people had written a lot of books about tarbiyah. It is really unfortunate. A lot of brothers, may Allah bless them, inshallah ta'ala, I see out of emotions, they get upset. Out of feelings, they yell at their kids. Without clarifying, they tell them or they command their children certain things. And have you ever seen some of our fathers? Be aqil. A guy ajib. You know, he says, what does that mean? He said, be, alaykum as-salam. That means that be intellectual. Now the kid, 6, 7 years old, looking at his dad, what is the meaning of being aqil? You know, a guy ajib. You know, what does it mean? You know, well, he doesn't understand it, but you know, I bet you, even if you ask the father, do you think the father knows what's the meaning of being aqil? He himself doesn't know it. But because his father told him so when he was about 5, 6 years old, he's telling his own kid, you know? Isn't that, you know? And many other issues. The kids need to move, need to exert energy, need to run. So if you tell them, you know, مَيَلِّ مَا تَسْتَحِي. Okay, what is haya, father, you know? What is the meaning of, you know, haya, haya? What is it? So that's open. First, go and study. See, what is tarbiyah? Alayhi salam. Yeah, that we're telling our kid, أنت مو متربي, أنت مو عاقل, استحي, اقعد. He doesn't know these things. First, we have to, alayhi salam. First, we have to let ourselves be knowledgeable, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the knowledge. Second, you got to know how to do it. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today we have a profession that they teach, like two professions that's with the same name, both called communications. One is electronics, and one is how to relay a message, how to talk. Right? Go ahead. At the universities, you see there's a major called communications, whether you want to be a speech giver or what, you know, you study communications, or if you want to get communications. And who's better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this communications? You need many characteristics, brothers and sisters. You need the mercy, al-rahmah, wa-shafaqa. You never need that. Mind, look at this. Pay attention to what I'm just saying, which is a part of Al-Fatiha. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. What did I say? Have you noticed? Have you ever read it in this format? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, He lets everybody know that He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Then He said, I am the discipliner. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. And then again he says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen has been surrounded by what? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So you gotta have mercy. You gotta have compassionate. You gotta be filled with love. Do we have that when we yell at our kids? Are we yelling at the kids because, you know, I felt embarrassed in front of people, in which a lot of times it happens. The kid would do something, and the father or the mother feels embarrassed. Oh, subhanAllah, he shamed me, so therefore I should pick up, you know, my hand and chase him. And we should be happy that you are not like Al-Allama Al-Hakim. It says, no, the story says Allama Al-Hakim, and Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Just that he was like any other kid, you know, jumps around, yells around, does this, does that. And because somebody, being a kid, maybe hits something and breaks down. The father gets upset. He gets up, he chases him. Oh no, that is, oh my God, listen, a dad who's this big is coming to, you know, yell at me, beat me up, and I'm this small, I'm a little kid. So he runs and the father runs behind him, and as both of them are running, as soon as the father puts his hand on the kid, Al-Allam al-Hakim, what does he do? He reads Ayat al-Sujud. You know Ayat al-Sujud? Because there was Ayat al-Sujud, right? Now if we read Ayat al-Sujud, what are we supposed to be doing?
Make sajda.
Now by the time the father is on the floor making a sajda, he had ran again. They would, you know, run, you know, ruckle, you know, as they say. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. Now, we're going to do it out of love, not out of anger. At the same time, we should be shadeed. You know, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, He is shadeedul iqab. Right? Don't mind you, let me. Out of love of Allah, let's discuss. وَأَشَدُّ الْمُعَاطِبِينَ فِي مَوْضِعِ النَّكَالِ وَالنَّقِمَةِ You've read this during Ramadan, right? So he is the harshest of the punishers. Now, if you read the Arabic, if you know the Arabic, عليكم السلام. If you know the Arabic, brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you all, inshallah ta'ala. It says, it is not, or it is not, how can I put it? You don't have to fulfill the promise of the punishment. It is bad, it is extremely bad to not to fulfill the promise of a giving, of generosity, karam. When you promise someone money, when you promise someone a position, when you promise someone to be at a certain place at a certain time, it is bad to يخلف الوعد, not to fulfill that kind of a promise, right? Isn't that right? I mean, if said, okay, be here at 9 o'clock, and if you're not there, that's you know, خلاف الوعد, it's bad. If you promise someone, but tomorrow you come to me and I'll help you for this job, for this money, for this something, and you don't do that for him, poor guy, you know, that is خلاف الوعد, that's bad, that's a vice, رذيل. But if you promised someone to punish him, and then you realize that although you promised him, but if you did not do that, because you noticed that, okay, he became better, that is okay. That is a fadila in itself. SubhanAllah. So, that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to use a lot of this. A lot of this punishment issue. Now, yes, in dunya, we do have. If you do not pray, there is a punishment. And these angels are very tough. If you astaghfirullah lie, there is a good punishment. If you cheated, if you deceived, if you stole, there is a good punishment. Shadeedul iqab. Al-jabbar al-mutakabbir. But the question comes, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, is loving, is caring, ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim, is He going to fulfill His promise? That's the question. That is why we should always look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with mercy. Do not let the shaitan make God's curse be upon him. What he does is he wants to bring us out of thinking that Allah is merciful. And he always wants to show us that Allah's punisher. Look. وَوَعَاقِبُهُ عِقَابًا شَدِيدًا like he said, you know, وَأَشَدُّ الْمُعَاقِبِينَ. Always he tries to bring these things up. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries always to tell us, الرحمن الرحيم الودود. You know what's the meaning of wadud? Another characteristic. For murabbi, anyone who wants to be a murabbi, brothers, really it's very important to be a murabbi. You know. Now let me go quickly through some of the characteristics. If we would like to discipline our child, our children are our hearts. فَلْذَاتُكُمُودِنَا as they say, parts of our livers, right? What are we supposed to be doing with these children? It's up to us, really. We can bring our children as al-Allam al-Khubi. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Rahmatullah. We can bring him as Shaykhul Mufid. What did their parents do? Then I may give you. One day I was going to the meetings with psychologists, and he was giving a speech to his students, or you know, the people that they were gathering. So listen, now you guys are going to be very careful when you discipline your child, because the child, think about it as a car. Allah will give you all the components of that car. You can make that car a Rolls Royce, or you can make it a broken down, now don't get upset with me if your car is this marker, okay? A broken down Volkswagen. Does anybody have a Volkswagen? I hope nobody has a Volkswagen yet. So I'm not saying Volkswagens are bad cars, you know, but a broken down, you know, Toyota or small broken down Chevy. True, you can make your son the best of the best, or you can make him the worst of the worst. You know, speaking of discipline, again, because Rabbil Alameen, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallah, brothers and sisters, look at us. If I just said how huge is the world, think about how big we are. Some of us, we stand up before Allah. وَلَقَدْ عَصَيْتُ جَبَّارَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah said, do this. I don't want to do it. I don't do it. On the contrary, I want to do something completely opposite to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Just look around you. Look at the television. Look at the stuff Allah, some of the bars, or you know, that you see completely contrary to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not do with you. Aren't we going against Allah? But how merciful is Allah is with us? Does He punish us immediately? No, He doesn't. He wants us to be the best of the best. But since we're discussing discipline, how can I make my child so good? Brothers, wallah, it is sometimes, I really want you to be careful. You send your children to schools. Who is their teacher? What degree of tahara, purity, that teacher has, that he is sitting in front of your child? Your child is absorbing. What is he absorbing out of that teacher? What kind of a vibes is sitting on his spirit? SubhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all beautiful children. But with that kind of a dirty vibes that we'll have from some of the teachers, that God knows last night he slept with who? In the morning he's coming and teaching my kid mathematics. He's teaching my kids chemistry, right? All of the vibes is coming out. That's something to think about, really. Something to nourish places like this. These are holy places, brothers and sisters. Nowhere on the face of the earth but these places. These holy, muqaddas places. Is what teaches you morality, ethics, the names of Allah, the behavior of Allah. Where does it teach you? Come and tell me. Truly speaking, brothers and sisters, tell me, where would you learn? Please forgive me for saying this. Please forgive me. Where would it say masturbation is haram? Don't do it. Haram. Where would it say shaking hands with another غير mahram lady, or hugging or kissing? You know, we do in these places. Now once we say these things, well, definitely you are disciplining the child. We are trying to let him not do some things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't do. It will have dunya effect, bad effect here. And you guys know about the akhir. What is set up over there, that's called Jahannam. That's called the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pushes you away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let our beloved Ahlul Bayt be our shufa'a, inshaAllah, yawmul qiyamah. Let me tell you this story so you'll understand. One of the most important aspects of tarbiyah Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you all, inshaAllah ta'ala, is the issue of eating food. Look at the life of all the prophets. Allah did not let them have a bite of haram food. Look at Musa. He made his father come, his mother come and feed him. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, no one fed him except one lady by the name, the pure lady, Halima al-Sa'diyya, right? Even the lady, the pure lady of Halima al-Sa'diyya, she could not feed him out of her regular healthy breast. There was a breast that was dry for a long time. That's the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let the milk come through. Look at Amir al-Mu'mineen, our master, salamullahi alayhi. Although he was Khalifa, the king of kings, as they say, the sultan of the sultans, he was carrying his own food. Not only carrying his own food, but also, what was he doing? He was sealing it so no one else comes and adds a little bit to it, you know, like a little oil or something. Salamullahi alayhi. Yeah, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Now, please mind you, I'm not saying let's live the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He even himself said, don't do that. You know, we can't live the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen. But we, to a point we can. Let me tell you this story. We have one of our great grand scholars, Al-Allama Al-Ansari, the one that had written the book Al-Makasir. You know, his book was written, it's been taught at the upper level of As-Subuh. He's a great man. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He's a great person. Once the grand scholar of his era died, the grand scholar and the rest of the scholars of Hawza said there is no one better and higher in knowledge and taqwa than Al-Allama Al-Ansari. That's it. He is our grand scholar. So, he became a grand scholar. Now, to be a grand scholar, it is the greatest honor. It's really an ayatullah al-uzma. Al-uzma is really one of the greatest honors for a person to be. Na'ib of our holy imam, ajallahu ta'ala, Brother Sharif, right? So, they went to congratulate his mother. So people rush to her house, knocked on the door, bang, bang, you know. She came to the door, yes. Said, we would like to congratulate you, ma'am. Said, for what? He said, to congratulate you that your son became the Ayatullah al-Uzma, became the grand scholars. She said, thank you. And she was about to close the door and go inside. The ladies said, ma'am, do you know what is an Ayatullah al-Uzma? He said, yes, I know. He said, do you know that it is the highest honor for us to be? She said, yes, I know. He said, how come you're not, you know, have you seen some of these TV joys? You know, whoever it is opens a little paper and you won $10,000 and she runs and jumps and screams like a crazy person. You know, you've seen some of these, subhanAllah. She didn't do that, you know. Said, well, we didn't see you get excited, we didn't see you. She said, now pay attention, this is the punchline. She said, if you knew what I have done for this son of mine in his infancy, you will not be surprised. What did you do, ma'am? Said, when he was young in his infancy, I have never fed him without being in a state of wudu. Now pay attention. This is a mother. This is what 200 some odd years ago. Not today where the water is hot and cold. Not where the bathroom is right in the middle, you know, here, right there, you know, where nobody's done. It's during the cold winter, she gets up, she goes, makes wudu, she comes back to feed her child and go back to sleep. Just imagine. Of course, such a baby will be Ayatullah al-Uzma. You know? Others, of course, you never know. maybe other people, there will be other people, yeah. God forbid. So, we need many characteristics to be murabba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said, well, you're going to be just, you're going to be fair, you're going to be patient, you're going to be tolerant. You see, the word tarbiyah is an inclusive word. You know what it means? It means in the word tarbiyah, all of these exist. For you to be a murabbi, you're going to be, you know, all of these. You're going to be monitoring. Monitor the internet in your house. Monitor when you go outside, you see all of these ladies with whatever clothes that they have. I even get, you know, lured and attracted. Let alone somebody who's about 15, 16, 17 years old. Right? How strong they are. And so forth. Alhamdulillah, Rabb al-Alamin. What is al-Alamin? Now, let me kind of skip because it seems like time is really catching up with us. You know? Do you know who is then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Not only wanted us to be the murabbis, but also sent us the tool, sent us the teacher to be murabbi. You want to know one of the murabbis that we have? One of the murabbis that we have is Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi. Now brothers, see how deep is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Have you thought about it? You know, I'm just discussing so far Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and I did not even discuss Allah, and I did not discuss Al-Alameen. I just emphasized a little bit about Alhamd, Alhamdulillah, right? Alhamdulillah. And then on Rabb. See how deep is Al-Fatiha. Now, to give us one of the best murabbis, he gave us after Rasulullah, our master. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salamu allahi alayhi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
This is Amir al-Mu'mineen. You want to know where his tarbiyah is lying? You want to know? If you want to read, please, brothers and sisters, I don't know how long I'll be here. I don't know if you guys will ask me the questions. There is a very, very, very deep khutbah. Wasiyah from our master, salamullahi alayhi. And he had discussed the principles of tarbiyah. And that is his will to his Imam al-Hasan. It's called, وَمِنْ وَصِيَّةٍ لَهُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ لِلْإِمَامِ الْحَسَنِ الْمُجْتَمَعِ. And if you read the book of wisdom, we should call it نَهْجُ الْبَلَاغَةِ. We should call نهج البلاغة truly the book of wisdom. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. This hikmah is all lies in كتاب نهج البلاغة. It is all discipline. It is all tarbiyah. And one of the places that is surely emphasized, is all there, is, you know, please go ahead and read. This is wasiyah number 31. It is beautiful, because time caught up with us. You know, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, he wrote this inclusive letter. And believe me, this letter, you got to study it. You can't just read it and go on. You have to study it with depth, with reflection, with total awareness. Why Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi begins his letter by saying, min al-walid al-fani. Min al-walid al-fani. Why did he start his letter with that? And so forth, you know. And then he starts, well, evidently does time caught up with us. Yeah. And prayer caught up with us also. So, inshaAllah ta'ala, brothers and sisters, may Allah give you long life, may Allah give you knowledge, may Allah give you subhanahu wa ta'ala, give you the power for discipline, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you beautiful and disciplined children. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا لا لا.